The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head him off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2008, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off on a 16-day mission to install the Japanese Kibo lab module and a second remote manipulator arm at the International Space Station.
Endeavor, going where east and west do me at the International Space Station.
Houston now controlling.
Houston Endeavor, roll program.
Roger, roll Endeavor.
Happy birthday to several Doctor Who cast members today, including River Song herself, Alex Kingston, born in 19...
Spoilers.
Well, okay, here's a hint. She was born the same year as the show. It's also a birthday for John Barrowman, who played Captain Jack Harkness on both Doctor Who and Torchwood. No doubt he's celebrating in his birthday suit.
Am I naked in front of millions of viewers?
Absolutely.
Ladies, your viewing figures just went up.
And born on this day in 1952, the creator of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams.
I was completely broke. Very little I'd tried to turn my hand to had sort of worked at all. And one of the things I was continually trying to persuade people to be interested in was the idea of doing comedy science fiction, and nobody was interested at all. I went to one person after another with one version of the idea after another, and then oddly enough, one producer I happened to know, Simon Brett, and he was one of the people I hadn't approached with this, quite by chance, came to me and said, what I think would be a great idea is doing comedy science fiction, and I think I have a feeling you might be the person to do it, about The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So I thought of Ford Prefect as a researcher for The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And that was when the whole thing really began to come together.
In 1983, Midway introduced Discs of Tron, a sequel to the popular Tron arcade game. Discs of Tron was originally designed as another level of the original Tron game until it was realized that the disc battle game was strong enough to stand on its own. And players have to stand on their own to play it. The deluxe arcade cabinet was a giant booth of a game the players had to step into, and it's now a sought-after relic by arcade collectors. In 1998, before the popular comedy team dealt with BS on TV, they were aboard B-5.
They are known across the universe as Rebo and Zooty.
I have written a speech which I will recite in English and which Zooty has translated by himself
with his machine
into his own universal language. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. President, alien races with ears, alien races without ears, and Zooty's friend Bingo, the invisible fish.
Penn and Teller played 23rd century versions of themselves in Neil Gaiman's Babylon 5 episode, Day of the Dead. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod with the procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.